IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. It's Muhammad Javad hosting this program, and my two guest speakers, just like before, Sayyid Abdullah and Sister Asma. Assalamu alaikum, sister. Welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here once more.
Most welcome to have you back in the studio. Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the studio again.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. And thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
You're welcome. The pleasure is ours.
You're always
ours.
The guest of honor.
No, I'm not the guest of honor. I'm like literally, what do you call it? I'm a part of the show. You are the guest of honor.
Let's take a listen, in fact, to a short part of this movie, and then we'll be back with the question around it. Don't go away.
Sean, if you're watching this right now, it means we haven't seen each other in a very long time. I'm so sorry about that. Because it means you grew up just like I did, without your father. But I don't have that much time, and I need you to listen to me very carefully. Everything I have done, and everything I'm about to do, I did to protect you and your mother. Always remember that. Strange things are going to start happening to you, just like they happened to me. There are things out there, Sean, I didn't even know existed. But they are real. And they can be very evil. If this tape has found you, it means you have friends. Find them. Learn everything you need to learn and get stronger. You have it in your blood, Sean, just like I do. But if you're watching this right now, it means I wasn't strong enough. But maybe you are. That's you.
Back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. We are focusing on the movie Jinn, produced in 2014, directed by Ajmal Zahir Ahmed. And we just listened to a part of this movie where I have a question about, and I'm going to start it with you, Sayyid Abdullah. You know, a videotape of Sean's father, right, given to him as a kind of birthday present, basically, in this movie, saying strange things are starting to happen to him.
Yeah.
It's a kind of foreseeing or forecasting for Sean, in fact, to see. Later in his life, along with his wife. And it did after that. I mean, all those strange things, weird things happen, you know, or began to unravel throughout the movies. Do these weird things wait, or can we say that these weird things, in fact, stop at a time and then pause, and then they come to, let's say, resurface, for example, at one time or juncture of time, in fact, in your life? Or can we really put them on hold?
The idea is that, I mean, to answer this question is actually you got to go back to the trade itself, which is dealing with jinn, dealing with these creatures.
All right.
Now, to have them chase, like to go from one generation to another, they have to be placed there by a magician or a sorcerer. For example, if I knew the art of or the craft of sorcery, I can make them stick to you and to your lineage. Now, the thing with the jinn, they have an extremely long lifespan. They go for hundreds and hundreds and sometimes thousands of years. So if a professional magician, he can curse you and your family. Yes, they can do that. So what happens is, like, you get to see these things and you get to suffer because of it. And your kids also, from a young age, well, as they grow, it will take more effect as they grow. So the older they get, the worse it becomes for them. So yes, it does happen like that. But like I said, this is just, unless you're into the art of magic itself.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
these weird things can't stop,
like I said, depends on how it's been done and what it's been done specifically. But they can begin from a young age, and sometimes they can start at a certain age in your life.
Mm-hmm. But you know, it has been mentioned in the movie, they were waiting for him to have an heir. And since he was about to have a boy or a child, whatever, then the process has started. Mm-hmm. Because they were waiting for him to have an heir.
I see.
And then to start the...
There is a question that I might ask you later about this. Mm-hmm. exactly. But to be honest, let's have another short listen to another part of this movie, Jinn, produced in 2014. And then come back and talk about that specific part, because this is also important. And I think it's a question that needs to be asked about this movie while we are criticizing it. So stay with us and listen to this part.
Sean.
Yeah.
My name is Gabriel. Jasmine. Don't be afraid. You're safe within his walls. He can't get you here.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Sister Asma helping me and being a guest speaker in the studio. We are criticizing the movie Jinn, produced in 2014, directed by Ajmal Zahir Ahmad. Well, you just listened to a part of this movie, Jinn, where Gabriel, Sister Asma, is talking to Sean, mm-hmm. and Jasmine, his wife.
Yes.
And says that you are, because in that part of the movie, you know, Gabriel, actually we found it out later in the movies that
he was
Gabriel
a djinn too,
yes.
All but right? A good one.
Yeah, but
working
a good one.
For the
not a part
of human
of Shayateen.
Yes, not in part of
Shayateen. Right. And he says to them that you are safe within
the walls
of a cathedral.
Mm, yes, that was
right?
So nice.
Yeah. Couldn't they find a mosque around? This is my first question.
He didn't say cathedral.
Yeah.
He said within the walls of any house of God.
Yeah. And so if that is the case, are holy places safe so that jinns can't enter?
Yes, because there are all the names of God around there, and there are holy books, and we all do believe that if there is a sacred place in which nobody does any sin, then that place is the house of God, and that would be a place in which you would feel safe and you would have safety.
But isn't it paradoxical for Gabriel to say that? Because Gabriel was a genie.
Gabriel
himself.
Was more of an angel, not of a jinn, I guess. But no, it's not paradoxal.
Because he was a genie, but he's still yet. You can find him in the...
Jinns also have different types. They could be Muslim. They could be those who believe in God. So the good ones can enter the house of God.
Because only the Shayateen couldn't.
Yes, because uh-huh. they're not going to harm human beings.
I see.
On the contrary, they're going to work for the benefit of the human beings if it's needed.
I see. If let's say cruelty or oppression or let's say evilness is one of the cornerstones, one of the, let's say, the reasons that make a kind of obstacle for the Shayateen, for the evil jinns or demons to mm-hmm. enter such holy places, why can't the same reason prevent from the evil, even people entering holy places, such as a mosque. For example, I'm talking about a human being.
Oh, yes. I would answer you into my personal point of view. Yes. I would say that the doors of those houses are open to everyone because there's always a chance for a human being to turn it all around. Because maybe coming to that place and experiencing those atmospheres which are very sacred and holy, and they give you such an impression that you want to be a good person.
So can it be generalized to the genies, like the bad genies?
As brother,
like, couldn't they have the chance of being a good genie, for example?
Outside that house also, they could get into that goodness if it is possible, if they are put in that situation.
We also have the, traditions, in fact, suggesting that when you enter a mosque, you have to be clean, you have to be pure,
exactly.
You have to take wudu, for example. You can't enter those mosques. And mind you, we have these traditions, and in the Muslim world, you can't, like a Christian or a Jew, cannot enter the holy places of the Muslims.
I always think of these holy places like mosques or shrines as the places that are the shelter for human beings. They're the places made for us in order to feel safe. Whenever you are feeling so over-occupied with pain or different issues that are perhaps sometimes evil, you go to these places in order to feel safe. So I guess in order to make them safer, it's better, and as it is already, for jinns not to have any chance to get in.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short listen to another part of the movie, and then we'll be back with this question. Don't go away.
Okay, how did you do that?
First, tell me how most people would explain what just happened.
Magic. That was a simple magic trick.
A ghost. I don't know.
Ghosts. Ghosts, demons, poltergeists. They don't exist. It's something else. The one solitary answer to everything you cannot explain. You see, in the beginning, three were created. Man, made of clay. Angels, made of light. And a third, made of fire, called the jinn. That's what's coming for you.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. We are focusing on the movie Jinn, produced in 2014. And we are criticizing it with Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah. In that part, Sayyid Abdullah, Jasmine refers to magic as they see Gabriel pulls a pen without touching it. If you imagine that part, you know. And then he rejects, ghosts, demons, poltergeist, and so on and so forth, you know. He refers to the remark at the start of the movie, you know, jinn itself. So is it true?
Is what true?
The priest also reads the Old Testament from the prophet Ezekiel, all right? Referring to jinn's jealousy of man's power and imagination, you know? And they were in the world first, basically. Genies were, you know, they existed before man came to be being, you know?
Yeah.
And then why don't Western films display it? We don't see a lot of movies about this, you know? As you already mentioned in an earlier part or in one of the earlier episodes, that this is, let's say, a kind of mostly and purely Islamic terminology.
Yeah.
If it has entered the Western media, it was from a Muslim source.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So why can't they display it? Although there is so much amount of information and insurmountable, actually, to be rejected.
See, the thing is, sometimes you have a very big clash with media itself and the Christian or Judaism theology. Sometimes for Hollywood, it's they only take that which sells, right? There are a lot of concepts in the Bible that is not going to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't have much information about it. Or sometimes, like I said, they have this misconception when it comes to things. So, like, say, they refer to genies as demons.
Yes.
So always, for example, when you read the Bible itself, it's constantly mentioned demons. It hardly mentions jinn, maybe like not even once.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So it's constantly demons, demons, demons. So when Hollywood comes along, they find demons. They don't find jinn. So this is what they work with. They work with demons. Now, even in the books of, like in sorcery, like, I mean, where they talk about black magic, where they talk about Kabbalah, we talk about all sorts of magic that's been practiced even in the times of Vikings and even before them.
Yes.
They've been practicing black magic, right? And they also deal with jinn.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is they deal with jinn. They never deal with demons. There's not such a thing as demons. There's not such a thing as ghosts.
You mean in those books they have jinns?
It's jinn, but they just call it demons.
So in their terminology also we have jinns?
No, and their terminology the concept, is
the reality
demons.
Is jinns.
Mm-hmm.
What they call it is
demons,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So they deal with jinn constantly. Like, this is the only thing that they can deal with.
Point.
But they call it what? Demons.
Demons.
Yeah.
So they got the term wrong. So in Hollywood and mainstream media, they deal with demons. They never deal with jinn.
Yeah.
Because they switch the names around.
We don't have such a term in the Bible, do we?
Demons?
No, jinn.
No, we don't.
We don't.
Jinn is an Arabic word.
Yeah.
From the root word jannah, which means it's like to hide something.
Hide, yeah.
Or
hidden.
To be hidden.
Hidden, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah and Sister Asma. Thank you, my dear audience, for listening to the program Viewpoint. We criticized, the movie Jinn, produced in 2014, directed by Ajmal Zahir Ahmed. Of course, we haven't finished it yet, and inshallah and hopefully we'll continue criticizing this movie in the upcoming episode. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.